Title: A Roadmap for Export Controls? Project 2025 and the Future of U.S. Exports Part 2. Content: The second Trump administration has come flying out of the starting blocks on international trade policy actions, imposing and rescinding, shaping and reshaping tariffs, sanctions, and export controls. The executive orders and directives have come so thick and fast that it is not always simple for businesses to chart a consistent policy direction and develop their plans to account for what might be coming next. However, there is in fact a pretty clear map that could indicate the U.S. policy direction with respect to export controls. The U.S. Department of Commerce, Bureau of Industry and Security, BIS, may well follow the map that was drafted by the same people who are now among the BIS leadership. The cartographers, as it were, are James Rockas and Robert Burkett. Rockas and Burkett now serve as the Deputy Undersecretary and Chief of Staff, respectively, at BIS. Both are listed as authors of the chapter on the Department of Commerce in the Project 2025 Mandate for Leadership publication by the Heritage Foundation. 1. Regardless of one's views on Project 2025, the publication is a useful indicator of the future of U.S. export controls, among other policies. In this article, we examine what the proposed modernization of the Export Administration Regulations, AR, outlined in Project 2025 looks like, and analyze how the Project 2025 proposals could be implemented in future U.S. export regulations. The checklist, the section of Project 2025 dedicated to BIS, presents a list, two, of key priorities for AR modernization. As follows, featured today: eliminating the specially designed licensing loophole, redesignating China and Russia to more highly prohibitive export licensing groups, country groups D or E, eliminating license exceptions, broadening foreign direct product rules, reducing the de minimis threshold from 25% to 10%, or 0% for critical technologies, tightening the deemed export rules to prevent technology transfer to foreign nationals from countries of concern, tightening the definition of fundamental research to address exploitation of the open U.S. university system by authoritarian governments through funding, students and researchers, and recruitment, eliminating license exceptions for sharing technology with controlled entities/countries through standard-setting activities and bodies, and improving regulations regarding published information for technology transfers. On first reading, some of these proposals may not seem to fit neatly within the familiar AR framework. That might make it hard to picture how they will be implemented in regulations, much less to plan for them. But that's just the sort of picturing we propose to take on. We have worked our way through the list above. We have asked ourselves how those broad, potentially seismic changes might actually be put into practice. Where is there real room for rewriting the regulations? Where is there precedent in export regulatory history? Where what's past be prologue, to borrow a phrase? Here we present our initial thoughts on what may be coming. We note that none of these points constitutes legal advice, but they may be useful for considering where your organization may wish to consider the possibility of future export control regulations. 3. And they may come fast, so get ready. As the poet said, defer no time. Delays have dangerous ends. We present our findings in three parts, in 3 days, dividing the list to conquer it and to do so without overburdening our readers. 4. Broadening foreign direct product rules. Foreign Direct Product Rules, FDPRs, extend U.S. export controls to cover foreign manufactured items that are the direct product of certain U.S. origin technology, software, or equipment. 4. In 2020, the FDPRs were broadened significantly to cover foreign-made items destined for the Chinese telecommunications equipment maker Huawei and certain of its affiliates, and a handful of other Chinese and Chinese-owned companies. In general, there are two pieces to an FDPR: the product scope, what the control applies to, and the destination scope, at what countries or companies the control is aimed. Since BIS brought the FDPR hammer out of the toolbox, it has found plenty of nails. There are now 10 separate FDPRs applicable to product scopes such as supercomputers and semiconductor manufacturing equipment, or